You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
Once again, we have another big-time contender for this year's best musical score. Mick Jost, editor of GeekTyrant.com, and on today's show, after much anticipation and waiting, we are giving you Howard Shore's The Hobbit, courtesy of Water Tower Music. 32 tracks long. That is a lot to handle. And all of it sounds amazing. None of it sounds pushed. None of it sounds overdrawn. Couldn't be more impressed. Lots of things to hear on this album. Lots of brass work, chants, lyrical songs. This thing has it all. And I know I said this with Cloud Atlas and I said it with Lincoln. I actually do think this one will win the Oscar for Best Original Score. And I really couldn't be any more sure about that. So let's jump into things. We start things off with a lyrical song about pissing off hobbits. It's Blunt the Knives, right here on Soundtracks. No,
can you not do that? You'll blunt them.
Ooh, do you hear that, lads? He says we'll blunt the knives.
Blunt the knives, bend the forks.
Smash the bottles and burn the corks.
Take the glasses and crack the plates. That's what Bilbo Baggins hates. Cut the cloth, trail the fat. Leave the bones on the bedroom mat. Pour the milk on the pantry floor. Splash the wine on every door. Dump the crocs in a boiling bowl. Pound them up with a thumping pole. And when you're finished, if they are whole, send them down the hall to roll. That's what Bilbo Baggins hates.
Blunt the Knives, right here on Soundtracks. We're recovering the Hobbit soundtrack, courtesy of Water Tower Music and the great Howard Shore. Really think this one's going to win the Oscar. I know I said that about two other ones prior to this, but I think, I'm really in case, unless something just blows my mind in the next couple of weeks, I think this one's got it on lock. So, we'll see. I'm glad to see Martin Freeman is finally getting his with his own leading role in a movie. You know, he had a stint on The British Office. He's also Holmes on Sherlock, the BBC series with Benedict Cumberbatch, who I just recently realized Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be in this movie as a necromancer. Wasn't aware of that until just perusing through the list. But anyway, I just feel like he fits the role a lot more than other people they looked at. Other people to take the role they looked at: Tobey Maguire, Shia LaBeouf, James McAvoy, and Daniel Radcliffe. Of the three most ludicrous of those, I'm going to have to say in order, third would be Tobey Maguire. Because, I mean, Tobey Maguire meets the height requirement for a hobbit for sure. But he just, I don't know, he doesn't look very hobbit-ish. I wouldn't be able to stop thinking of Spider-Man either after watching it. Or Seabiscuit. Nobody ever talks about Seabiscuit. Daniel Radcliffe, come on. Don't be so obvious with the choice of a British actor. He's looking for something to do post-Harry Potter. He had The Woman in Black. He doesn't need The Hobbit to be further typecast into a role. First most ludicrous, Shia LaBeouf. And for anyone who wants to dispute that with me, there's the door in imaginary podcast land. Shia LaBeouf would have been an absolute... There's so many reasons why it wouldn't have worked. Let's not forget that Shia LaBeouf has been on a mental decline for the past year or so. I just don't see that working out well for Peter Jackson at all. As it almost didn't because of all the trouble this movie went through. I mean, he tried passing it off to Guillermo del Toro. He passed. Ron Perlman was actually set to be in the movie in some role or another up until that point. I would have liked to see like a dwarf Ron Perlman just like CGI his body down. I think that would have been pretty awesome. But sadly, Guillermo del Toro, well, maybe not sadly, because Jackson once again took things back. And it looks like things are going to be pretty good, especially from the music we've been hearing. Which, speaking of music, let's get back to a chant kind of track, Misty Mountains. Ideal for playing if you're going to do a ritual sacrifice or just driving in a dramatic moment. It's right here on Soundtracks.
Misty Mountain. mountains cold, to dungeons deep and caverns old, we must away ere break of day to find our long forgotten.
Misty Mountain, right here on Soundtracks. We're doing the Hobbit soundtrack, courtesy of Water Tower Music. And if you want to win a copy of this soundtrack, just share this post on geektyrant.com, on Facebook, and give us some evidence that you did it. Send me an email, makejoseph@geektyrant.com. Or if you have a public profile on Facebook, we can see your share. Also, soundtrack followers on Twitter can just simply retweet the post that we will send out for a chance to win every time we do it this week. We're going to do... four chances to give away, five chances to win, though, each day leading up to the premiere. And it's really great. I mean, you're definitely getting your money's worth considering it is absolutely free. 32 tracks of awesomeness. And while The Hobbit I am uber psyched for, I'm always going to have a special place in my heart for the original 70s animated version. Yeah, I love that movie. I watched that as a kid. I read The Hobbit as a child. Honestly, I did not read the first three Lord of the Rings trilogy. I actually just went to The Hobbit and I was good from there. I enjoyed it. I've seen the animated one a handful of times. A fun factoid that you may not know, that you obviously would be interested in if you're listening to this podcast. The animation team, Topcraft, they were the Japanese animation studio. Their animation team did The Hobbit, went to reform as Studio Ghibli, which you may know as the animators for Hayao Miyazaki. You know, they've done Spirited Away, Ponyo, Howl's Moving Castle, all those films. One thing I will say about the animated feature that this Hobbit will do more of a service to for fan-wise is a representation of Gollum, because Gollum in the animated series looks more like a monster, something I never really picked up on. It actually kind of confused me when I watched Lord of the Rings until I read a little more on it. I mean, the whole point of Gollum that J.R.R. Tolkien meant when he described Gollum in the book was pretty much just a desolate-looking human, just so screwed up and deformed by the power of the ring and everything. And I feel like Peter Jackson's Gollum is a fair representation of that. Not that Andy Serkis has quite a bit to do with that representation as well. But I like this film's Gollum a lot more than I ever liked the animated one, which looked pretty much like a monster and, like I said, took away the entire point and the torturedness of the character Gollum. So, stepping off the soapbox and getting back to the music, we have An Ancient Enemy right here on Soundtracks. Ancient Enemy right here on Soundtracks, doing the Hobbit soundtrack. Mick Jost here, editor of GeekTyrant.com. I want to give a big thank you to Water Tower Music once again for letting us use this soundtrack and for giving us the 5 free giveaways that you can win, with details on that to win on GeekTyrant.com. I'm going to be honest with you right now. Up until about 3 hours ago, I had no idea who Neil Finn is. Didn't know he was a recording artist, didn't know anything about him, mostly because I'm American and I don't follow international artists outside of Psy really that much. I mean, there probably is a couple others. I'm just being stupid. Anyway, I'm detracting. Song of the Lonely Mountain got my attention about this guy. Easily the best song on the entire score. And just something that, I mean, it's probably going to be on my Christmas mix up until the New Year's. I'm going to keep this song on my iPod because it is really that good. If you haven't heard it, have no fear. Soundtracks is here. It's Song of the Lonely Mountain, and it's right here on Soundtracks. You're really going to like it.
Far over the misty mountains rise, leave us standing upon the height. What was before, we see once more. Is our kingdom a distant light? Fiery mountain beneath the moon, the words unspoken will be there soon. For home a song that echoes on, and all who find us will know the tune. Some folk we never forget, some kind we never forget.
Oh,
I just love that song. Song of the Lonely Mountain, right here on Soundtracks. We've come to the end of the episode, but don't fear, if you want to keep listening to more of the Hobbit soundtrack, you can just share this post and other specialized posts throughout the week to be entered for a chance to win one of five of the extended edition of the Hobbit soundtrack. That's all 32 tracks, including all the ones you heard today, and much more. Want to thank all the fans for listening, all those who may be listening for the first time. Remember, you can subscribe on iTunes. You can follow us on SoundCloud if you're not big on the iTunes and podcasting game. Or you can just download them directly from the site, geektyrant.com. So, take it easy. Until next time, you shall forever have my axe, sword, bow, and ring to rule them all. Whatever. It's Hidden Valley, right here on Soundtracks. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.